Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, February the 13th, 2018. I'm your host, Tungamili Nkomo, and tonight we are talking about the 2017 O-Level English Paper 2 rewrite set for Friday this week, after the results were nullified by government last week, citing widespread cheating by students. Fair play or foul? Let's get connected on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call us live and direct on 001-202-619-2077. We are also streaming live on our Facebook platforms at VOA Live Talk, at VOA Shona, and at VOA Ndebele. We are also, of course, streaming live on our three websites. That's www.voashona.com, www.voandevele.com, as well as on www.voazimbabwe.com. Welcome, Zimbabwe. Again, I'm your host, Ntungameli Nkomo. The High Court in Harare today heard arguments from lawyers representing parents who oppose a rewrite for the 2017 O-Level English Paper 2 on Friday this week, after the results were nullified by government last week, alleging widespread cheating by students following a leak last year. Professor Paul Mavima caught flak from Zimbabweans, teachers' unions, students, and parents alike when he made the statement last week. And as I said, the High Court will make a ruling tomorrow on whether the rewrite should go ahead as scheduled by government on Friday, or as these parents want, it should be cancelled. That's what we are here about today. And as always, we want to hear from you. Students at home, parents, pretty much everyone. That's an issue affecting pretty much everyone in Zimbabwe. And we want to hear from you tonight. Yilo utaba esingalo lamhlanje sihlobo zami esithandekayo utaba lwemihloliso eka O-Level elotshwe ngabafundi last year ngomnyaka odlule ikha iphepha lesikhiwa u-English Paper 2. Umphathintambo wezemfundo ubaba uPaul Mavima wazi sengeviki edluleyo ukubana imi impumela yalo mhloliso yalelo phepha isicitshiwe isikhanseliwe. Ngakho abafundi bonke abalobe isikhiwa paper 2 last year kumele babhale njalo ngolesihlanu lwa kuliviki. Le into esicunule kakhulu abantu abanengi, kakhulu abafundi, ababalisi, abazali, abantu abanengi bathukuthele njalo bakhona abazali asebehambe emthethwandaba eHarare High Court. Iluhluzileke inkundla lolo daba namhlanje. Abazali laba bathi uPaul Mavima kumele abanje ngamandla engaze aqhubekela phambili ngemizamo yakhe le. Abafundi bengaze babanjwa ngamandla ukubana babhale kakutsha leli phepha ngolwesihlanu. Ngakho ke idale le High Court liza kwethula isinqumo salo kusasa. Abazali laba bahambe emthethwandaba besekelwa bexhaswa ngamagqwetha alwela amalungelo oluntu aweZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. Ngakho siza kuzwa ke khonapho kusasa ukubana inkundla izathatha uhlangothi lukahulumende imhloliso iye phambili ngolwesihlanu kumbe uzathatha icele labazali lozulu nje weZimbabwe jikelele ngoba abantu abaningi bathi hayibo kungani uhulumende ejezisa abafundi bonke kungakhathalekile ukuthi balutshwana abangabe beqilibezele ekubhaleni leyo mihloliso. Ndo nyaya iri mugango nasi vedwe nyaya yevunzo ze olevu mucharangarira kuti svondo rapfuura gurukota rinoona nezvedzidzo vaprofesa Paul Mavima vakaudza kuti zvakabuda mubvunzo dzeEnglish paper 2 olevu gore rapfuura zvakanzilwa hazvichashandi. Naizvozvo vana vakanyora pepa iri gore rapfuura vanofanira kunge vachidzokera kumaexamination centers zvekare svondo rino nemusi wechishanu kunonyora bvunzo idzi patswa. Iro rinova danho rinopikiswa nevanhu vakawanda vanosanganisira vadzidzi, vabereki nevadzidzisi. Saka nhasi dare reHigh Court ranzwa nyaya yakakwidzwa nevabereki vaviri kuHarare vachipikisa nyaya iyi vachiti haiwa handizvo, vana havafaniri kubatwa nesimba kuti vange vachinyora pepa iri patswa. Naizvozvo dare reHigh Court richange richiitura mutongo waro panyaya iyi nezvenyaya iyi mangwana. And joining me now is a human rights lawyer Jeremiah Bamu. Mr. Bamu, good evening and welcome.
Good evening and thank you for bringing me on the show.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Let's dive in. What do you make of this, case that has gripped the nation so much?
I agree with the issues that are raised in the case. When students sit for examinations, the general thinking and expectation is that the exams will be marked and results will be released on time. If there are any negative issues arising from the exam, for example, issues of cheating, it's only proper and prudent for the exam to be stopped there and then, or to punish only those who have been caught cheating, instead of penalizing the whole nation and all the students who were not party and partial to the cheating process.
I'm sure you've been following proceedings in court. How do you think the court will rule tomorrow?
I will not preempt the decision of the court, but I can only hope that justice will prevail and the proper thing will be done.
Okay, suppose these parents lose tomorrow. Is there any recourse, any further recourse that they can get or pursue before Friday?
Assuming they lose, there is the option of appealing against the decision of the High Court in the Supreme Court, and they can equally seek for urgent determination of their appeal.
And vanhu vakawanda vabhamu vari kushora zvikuru danho ratora nehurumende iri vari kuti haiwa vanhu vadzidzi vakabiridzira musarudzo idzi sei hurumende kana kuti ZIMSEC isina kudzivirira ivo, isina kupanicha ivo vega pane kuti vange vachipanicha munhu wese vachiranga munhu wese. Vadzidzi vakawanda vamwe vangava kunyika dzakasiyana siyana asi vakumhanyira kuZimbabwe kudzokera kumusha kuno inyora bvunzo idzi zvekare nemusi wechishanu. Muri kuzvionawo sei izvo? Pane hungwaro here padanho reZIMSEC iri?
Kudzidza kwatakaita nekuziva kwatinoita ndezvekuti mhosva inofanira kubata muridzi wayo. Hazvifaniri kuti munhu apara mhosva zvoobata nedzaruva rose kana dzinza rose. Kana kuri kunzi pane vaviri kana vatatu vakabatwa vachibiridzira mazamanishoni, mhosva ngaibate vaviri vatatu ivavo voga, kwete kuchiti nyika yose ngaichizvindikitwa nekuripiswa pamhosva dzakarwa nevamwana vasiri kuziva. Handiyo tarisiro yeveruzhinji. neruzhinji ari kutarisira kuti nenguva yazvatora kuvata vakaona kuti paita kuderedzerwa vangadai vakatotora matanho ekugadzirisa ipapo kwete kutitambisira nguva yose takamirira kuti tave pedo nekuziva mari zvavo tave kurongera kuti vana vachienda kua level tozongoerekana taakunzi vana ivavo nga vachitangisa kunyora nevasingazivi kuti zvakatombofamba sei hazvisi zvinhu zvine tsarukano nokudaro ndinoti zvaitwa navamavhima hazvina ungwaru zvachose.
Thank you there. Tinotenda vabhamu. I know you want to run, you are in a rush, but let me take our second guest. I'll be coming back to you shortly to recap, and I promise I'll release you then. Lo Likweta ubaba uJeremiah Bhamu uyakhuluma yena ukuthi okwenziwe yiZimsec logatsha lwezemfundo into engekho emthethweni ukubana njalo yinto esingathi kayikho fair ukuthi ayisuye wonke umntwana owaqilibezelayo owathola iphepha kungakalotshwa lomhloliso wasebona ukuthi okay imibuzo ekhona yile impendulo zami zizohamba kanje ayisuye wonke umntwana owakwenzayo khonoko uyasho ukuthi balutshwana mhlawumbe abathola iphepha lelo kungakabhalwa bahamba ukuyabhala sebekwazi ukuthi imibuzo ekhona yiphi ngakho uthi ubaba uBhamu akulunganga ukuthi uhulumende ajezise umntwana wonke nako phela sokuthiwa ngolwesihlanu umntwana wonke obhale iphepha lelo kumele penduke lapha abhalela khona ayibhala kakutsha. And joining me now is my second guest. That's going to be none other than Raymond Majongwe, the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe Secretary General. Va Majongwe ndi nomugamuchira muchirongwa makadi yenyu.
How are you?
Aiwa tinofaragana muchifarawo. Mainzwa nyaya iri mugango. Muri kuzvionawo sei sevarairidzi?
Asevarairidzi hatina kumbobvira tazvisapota kubva pazvakaitika. Takati isusu it's so sad kuti unoita collective punishment. Kunzi bamba vabiwa nyama voti munhu wese ari pamba ipapo acharohwa. Iwemi uri kuzva kuti avhura poto ndiani, aonekwa aine mafutira muhomwe ndiani. Aonekwa achitenga ndiani asine pamusana pekuti muri kuda kungokanganisira vamwe mobva mati ndechepachaika collective punishment chinorwadza chacho ndechekuti kune vana vasina mafoni kune vana vanogara kunzvimbo dzekuti nanhasi havasati vaziva kuti kuri kunyorwa bepa kune vana vati vandombotora example yekuti Kopota School of the Blind vana ivavo hatingamboti vakaonera bepa anyway but now they are now being put in the basket rekunzi nyorai pasa ende yet vanhu vagara vari disadvantage nakugara iye zvinezvi pane vana vari kunze kwenyika pane vana vari mumaareas ari very inaccessible all those conditions and all those factors have not been considered and we feel kuti the real culprits are known if one was going to look at kuti how was this paper leaked you know kuti normally zvinofamba sei kuti mapepa alikwa takambogara pasi chepitz tichiongorora zvinhu zvaiitika tikaona kuti kakawanda wanda mapepa yaanorikwa achibva from the source but iye zvinezvi ndozvatiri kuti pane vanhu vasi kuda kutora responsibility and at the end of the day now we are collective blanket punishment which we believe is, you know, is very unfair is cruel is satanic to use for lack of better ways saka tichai tichikurudzira vanhu kuti ngatidimandei kuti Zimsec board imire basa nepamusana pekuti hatingabvumi zvinhu zvakadaro kuti the innocent child is being inconvenienced all because some people failed to deliver a good clean exam sei zvinhu zvisi kuitika kucambridge cambridge iri kunyorwa muno nezvikoro zvakawanda nevana vakawanda why are the same problems not happening because at the end of the day what has basically happened is kuti we are setting a dangerous precedent kuti vanhu vakanga vaita zvakati tinopanisha vese one maparents are not ready vana vechikoro vacho have not been given due ample time to prepare mwana akaprepare 4 years kuti anyore examini nhasi taakumupa 1 week and we think kuti politically even nguva yebenzi redu rainzi mugaderiari hazvina kumboitika why are we now allowing it under a new government yatobiri kunzi kutungamirwa napuresident ari nani I always want to believe with this. If real government listens, like when I eat here, but when the people have spoken, the people have spoken about the curriculum, they have refused to listen. They have spoken about this problem, it's a shambolic, it creates a dangerous precedent. They also don't want to listen. But I have to share with you, remember anyone actually, because Kwandi didn't fail to come to grips.
Thank you there. Mr. Majongo, please do stay on the line. As I switch back to lawyer, human rights lawyer, Jeremiah Bamu. Mr. Bamu, some are suggesting that ZIMSEC has clearly demonstrated its inability to carry out these examinations. And some are suggesting that maybe it's time to go back to Cambridge. Your take?
I would agree, because the education system of any nation should have high integrity. But if every year we are receiving complaints or dissatisfaction or indications that the education system or the examination board is failing to discharge its duties fairly, partially, without any complaints being raised, it then becomes necessary to look for Plan B. And in these circumstances, the only Plan B could be to resort to a more professional examination body as they try to set their house in order and possibly introduce professionalism in the manner in which those examinations are held.
Thank you there, Mr. Bamu. I know you had said 10 minutes. I have gone beyond that. But thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you there, Ngubaba uJeremiah Bamu. Ikweta uthi yena ngokubona kwakhe njengoba ukhulunywa ngabaningi sokuyisikhathi sokubana mhlawumbe ilizwe libuyele kuCambridge. Siyazi ukubana ngabe leZimsec iCambridge iyo ebihlola abantwana, iye biloba imihloliso, ibiyo i-examination board yelizwe. Kodwa kuthe ngokubuya kweZimsec ilizwe lasukakhe kuCambridge selisiya kuZimsec. Kodwa njengokutsho kwami, iZimsec has demonstrated year after year ukuthi ayilungelanga ukubana ibe iyiyo eqhuba imihloliso, ngoba almost every year, kumbe vele every year, not almost, every year, elikhona iphepha elilikayo, eliphumayo, elikhitshwa ngudlu, ngabantu khona lephakathi kuZimsec, bekhiphela abantu babo, bekhiphela izihlobo, bekhiphela abangane, ukuze balibone lelo phepha bengakabhali, ukuthi nxa sebefika bebhala ngale, betshaye konke 100%. Yikuswela ke lokho esingathi professionalism kweZimsec khonoko. Yikho abantu abaningi besithi hayi soke isikhathi sokuthi kubuyelwe kuCambridge. Asazi ukuthi lithini-ke lina emakhaya, asixhumaneni khonapha emsakazweni we-Studio 7 uhlelo The Connection, uhlelo lungolwabasakhulayo. Coming back to you, Mr. Majongwe, some have said that the previous speaker, human rights lawyer Jeremiah Bamu, it's time to go back to Cambridge. I know you said it earlier. You said something close to that, but not directly, that we should go back to Cambridge. Is it time to go back to Cambridge?
No. Apparently, we have traveled too long a distance to go back. Otherwise, we'll get lost forever. What we did is to create a professional reputation. We have invested so much in ZIMSEC for us to go back to Cambridge. We need to empower our people. We need to create a system that is foolproof. We need to be able to say to ourselves, we have come this far, let's strengthen the resolve of creating a quality exam brand. And I think ZIMSEC has been doing very well. We have made a huge investment in terms of human capital, in terms of equipment, in terms of training our people. All we need is what the ED has done. That the CIO was in shambles. He removed the dead apples, they chased them away. We need to do the same with all these institutions. We need to get rid of everybody with the corrupt tendencies, like what has happened with the police. Let's cleanse the system. Let's give him a clean bill of health by making sure that we have a lot of professionals out there who have left Zimbabwe, whom we can always hire back and say, because we have people who are working in the exam processes in England, in South Africa, in many other institutions that we need to bring back. Because what we need, if we are really going to stand up and say today, one of the Cambridge alternatives is not be best and the only solution. We can always bring the higher back our people, give them the professional impetus that they need, cleanse the demons of corruption, and make sure that we give people the correct remuneration. The other thing that we don't need to ignore here is poverty. People are poor, and when they get access to this resource, they can make money. Let's professionalize. Let's give people money. The moment we have better salaries, all these things will correct themselves. You need to understand that there are certain standards that we have set. One, there is what is called the top 100 in our schools. What is it done? People compete to ultimately be in the top schools. And that creates a serious challenge because it's a false ranking. Secondly, we've allowed so many people to come into education as private investors, creating private colleges. What have they done? They've been given fraudulent operating licenses. You go to Rua, you go to Mavuku, you find people being the examination centers, and they are right in the middle of the identity system to say how they got, if you don't understand how they got these licenses and certificates. All that are the issues that must be addressed. People cannot just create a college, put standard 3 in a check, and they are given an examination center license. All these things must be stopped. And I want to believe that if ED is honest, that he wants normalcy to return, we cannot have people who are just getting licenses to run schools for professional purposes where they are exploiting and destroying our good reputation as a good academic country. And I think all these are the issues that we must interrogate as a group and make sure that those who have been found wanting are dealt with. The more we turn a blind eye to all this, the more we have exacerbated the situation. Because corruption, connivance, wrong people coming into the profession, selfish people are all coming in and they are spoiling the apple for everybody.
Thank you there, Mr. Majongwe. And please do stay on the line. Ngubaba uMajongwe, uRaymond, uSecretary General uNomphala Jikelele, wenhlanganiso yababalisi, iProgressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Yena uthi kavumelani labanye abathi mhlawumbe sokuyisikhathi sokubuyela uCambridge. UMajongwe uthi no, ngeke senze njalo. We have invested ama-resources amaningi kakhulu kuZimsec. Ngakho ngeke sibuyele kuCambridge. Okudingakalayo, kusho uMajongwe, ukubana kukhitshwe abantu abangethembekanga kuZimsec, kuxotshwe isiphathamandla, ilolonge kakutsha linhlanganiso lolu gatsha, kube laloko okuthiwa yi-professionalism. Abasebenza khona babhadalwe ukuhle ukubana kungabi lo yedwa otholakala esiba le-temptation, esiba lezilingo sokuthi ethengise iphepha lemhloliso khonapho ukuze ethole imali yokugada umjova kumbe imali yokuthenga isinkwa. Ndiyo nyaya ya 3 kuzeya, nasi nyaya yekunyorwa kwevunzo ze-O-Level English Paper 2 ziri kunyorwa patswa nemswechishanu svondo rino. Asi dare rinogona kumisa kana kusamisa bvunzo idzi paricha pamutongo waro mangwana panyaya yakakwizwa nevabereki vaviri kudare reHigh Court. Silo mzali lapa uTaruvinga kobulawayo tine vaTaruvinga vane mwana mbereki vane mwana anofanira kunge achinyorawo bvunzo idzi nemswechishanu. Baba Taruvinga, siyakwamukela, tinomugamuchira vaTaruvinga.
Ndotenda Jesu.
Aha, zvakamira sei kuBulawayo uko? Mwana atogadzirira here kunyora nemusi wechishanu?
mwana ari kugadzirira but veedzi kuti vatoita magroups epawhatsapp ekuti vange vachibatsirana as it is vana vange vatorelax but now chaakurwadza ndide kuti instead of isusu as parents kuti tiexpecte maresults taakutoexpecta kuti vanhu vadzokere kuchikoro now problem imwe iripo ndeyekuti sevana vedu isusu vange vari pabodin pavasingabvumirwe macellphones kana mapersonal laptop kana kuri kunzi examination yakalika vana vedu vakaiwana sei how zvinorwadza izvozvo semubereki izvozvo ndikufanira kutsvaga mari yekuti mwana akwira adzokere kuchikoro and sikuru yachona iri kutaura kuti hativape chikafu nekuti maschool leavers isusu as parents wehave got to now foot the bill yekukwidza vana kuenda kuchikoro tovatsvagira chikafu chekunodya ikoko and bring them back and kana maresults paanozobuda whenever it is tosvaga futi mari yekuti vanotsvaga vanotora maresults zvinorwadza semubereki and taking into account kuti mari muno muzimbabwe iri kunetsa kuwana
asi mwana ari kufungidzira kuti angangova akapasa hake here bvunzo dzegore rapfuura idzi.
Yeah, he was so confident with you know anobuda zvakanaka and well interaction yandaita nemateachers aina vaitaura kuti no he's one of those students atikutarisira kuti anobuda nemagood results.
Asi iye zvino izvi kwakunzi mwana wese nemusi wechishanu dzokera kwakanyorera unonyora bvunzo idzi patsva.
Ndo zviri kuitika and chimwe chiri kurwadza chaita ndiyo chikoro chaita chiri kuti kana vana achiuya kuzonyora ngauye akapfeka full uniform we had given away my uniform tichi hai mwana kana akuenda kuform 5 you will need a new set of uniform haisiyo yakafanana nepaanga achidzidza so ihave got to buy my uniform just for 2 hours can you imagine.
Saka anzi kana asina uniform haabvumizi kunyora.
Haabvumirwe kunyora.
Wow, this doesn't make any sense.
So kana azvibatsire kuti ndiinde kune waakapa muzukuru wake wakapa toti mbodzora uniform iyai mbononyoreswa sekuru wako ambononyora examination then vodzoka vokupa. It doesn't make sense to me.
Aiwa tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa vataruvinga tinomushuvira rombo rakanaka mwana wenyu.
Aiwa tinotenda and I'm just hoping kuti maparents we have taken this initiative kuHarare it will yield some positive results because it's just painful to punish every student for a leak inozikanwa kuti yakabva kupi. This has never had my credible examinations. So why should our children be punished for that?
Yeah, that's the question many people are asking. Thank you there, Mr. Taruvinga.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Thank
now
you.
Keep listening.
Thank you. Do the same. Meanwhile, Vama Jongwe, please do stay on the line. Utaruvinga ngumzali usala kobulawayo uthi umntwana akhe ngomunye wabantwana bamele babhale kakutsha ngolwesihlanu uyakusola kakhulu lokhu njalo uthi okumdanisa kakhulu yikuthi abantwana kuthiwa bebuye bebhale begqoke ama-uniform bebeku-form 4 bese beqedile isikolo i-uniform yabo usayigcineleni usuqedile. Ngakho uthi okumzisa ubuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi seza kuyathenga iuniform entsha ukuthi umntana ke ahambe eyigqokile ngalelo lango lwesihlanu kuyabhala ngoba ubengaselayo iuniform yaleso sikolo. Ngithathe omunye njalo umlaleli ecingweni ubaba uKhumalo einsiza. Baba Khumalo kunjani?
Ngiyaphila baba kunjani?
Hayi siyaphila kunjani einsiza?
Hayi insiza kurayithi zuliyana lapha kwagodlwa yavoka.
Ukodla wemnyama ikela line baba sidla amakhomane.
Ya liqiniso baba.
Uyizwile indaba?
Ye indaba ngiyayizwa sibili baba.
Lawo lo mntwana omele abhale kakusha?
Hayi wamubhalile kodwa i-English kayibhalanga ubhale okunye lokho.
Aha, kungani ngayibhalanga i-English? Wayevele seyibhalile phambilini?
Ye waseyibhalile phambilini.
Wayipasa.
So, atesi webhale ezinye.
Okay. Kodwa ungathini ngalinda?
No man, yazi ukuthi mina into engayizwisisi ukuthi ilizwe lonke kuthe ukukhona kalibhale ukuthi kodwa mina bekwazi ukuthi kulabantwana abaleso sikolo abayiwa abalikhise information okuzuthi abaye ukuthi bona babe yibo bona laba abalikhise information ukuthi abawazi ukuthi babona iphepha ababe yibo ababhalayo ngoba abantu abangananzeli zathi ukuthi isikhathi esiningi iminyaka yonke zizothiwa ngikhona iphepha li-fokini iphepha li-fokini ngendlela zokuthi bona laba abantu abafake ema-ofisini ngabantu abaphongukufakwa nje abangafundanga abangakwaziyo ukuthi vele kuqakatheka kwephepha leli kuyini iluhlupho esinayo so bona abantu abanithi bayafokisa ngabomo besenzele ngikhona kodwa abashaye 100% abantu bona bevele bengaphasanga iningi labo yikho vele likwenza iminyaka yonke
Kungalungisizwa njani manje indaba yezimseki le baba Khumalo ukuze ngoba uyasho ukuthi almost every year liyafohla iphepha ukhona olikhiphayo ngudle siyathengisa kungaqedwa njani lokho
hayi abaxotshwe abantu emsebenzini labo abaxotshwe ukuqalise kutsha sibili abaxotshwe kuqhashwe kutsha njalo nxa beqhasha futhi abantu laba bananzelele ukuthi ilizwe leli labantu abaningi kakhulu badinga ukuthi bona baqhasha wani mhlobo kona lo mhlobo odoqhashwayo futhi yiwo zabo sezizinto zoe zonke ufoyisa amaphepha okwenzela abantu abauzokuthiwa ngikhona ngiyazi ngiyangiza ubuhluku uzokuthiwa ngikhona bekhuluma khonke kwakhuluma owayengumongameli umgabathi yeyabamandebele kafundanga yekilaba baxotshe e-South Africa kanti bona bekwathi vele bona bayatshontsha imfundo abazi njengakokho akakwenze nika unkosikazi wakho i-degree engalifundanga kanti yabona nto into evele isukela phezulu khona ngani ngavele usizisa ubuhlungu kakhulu lokhu
hayi isithemba balalele bayakuzwa Khumalo siyabonga ukungena kuhlelo baba
yeah acela phela yazi isikhathi esiningi vehla sifona lapha uhlelo singangeni uze uqhe uphele umnyaka ngikwazi ukuthi kathi amafoni enawahambisa njani
hayi njengoba sungenile namhlanje Khumalo sizahlala sikufonela
ngiyabonga baba
hayi lathi siyabonga ubaba ingelele yavoka kona ngapha
hayi zababa ingelele
Siyabonga baba. Coming back to you, Mr. Majongwe, the parents are talking, they are speaking. Bayakhuluma abazali vabereki vari kutaura ndofunga manzwa vataruvinga vachichema-chema nenyaya yekuti hanzi mwana wavo kana kuti vana vese vanofanira kuuya kuzvikoro vakapfeka mauniform nemisi wechishanu ndokuti vabvumidzwe zvekare kunyora. Mambonzwa nezvazvowo here izvi vamajongwe.
Yami ngimuzwile baba uyakhathaza sibili ukuthi these are some of the same conditions that they are now putting across and we don't agree with that because at the end of the day one must stand up and say why are we creating these new rules these kids wrote exams they finished and what they do with their uniforms is not the government's business now they are setting conditions that are basically creating more problems for the parents. Yabona ukuthi kathef if you go out in the rural areas, besides that, they want uniforms. There are children now, the girl child, who has to travel. In Matabele, not for instance, abazalis who are there telling ukuthi there are children who have to travel 7-8 kilometers on foot to go to business school, to go to the nearest school to write for their exam. They need food, they need to prepare. And at the end of the day, they are actually violating their own standards. Ukuthi akula umuntu uzobuya ukuthi azobhala exam without an examination slip. They have not done all these things. And they are saying come back and write. And these are the inherent contradictions that will actually cheapen the exam because at the end of the day, we are going to see a lot of problems because, one, it's not foolproof. That this exam will not be leaked again. They have made statements that they are going to send the soldiers to guard the papers and everything. But at the end of the day, these are the weaknesses that are going to be open for abuse because at the end of the day, there are many other things that happen. Like now, they are actually disrupting the school setup more. Because the teachers who were already teaching the new curriculum, which is confused and confusing, are now being forced to leave school again. To go and mark these English exams, which means we are actually creating confusion in the midst of another set of confusion. And these are the things that we are saying as a union. This must never be repeated. In countries where the rule of law is respected, somebody should have been arrested others would have voluntarily resigned. And but nonetheless, because this is Zimbabwe, it's business as usual, even when people have made such mistakes or blunders. So we have a real problem, you know, me.
Go ahead. I was going to ask, though, to your knowledge, so no one from ZIMSEC was ever fired for this leak?
I will tell you, when I listened to the presentation by the judge in the High Court this afternoon, the judge was saying, up to now, you tell me, heads have not rolled. Imagine. The judge was actually asking that question because he was actually anticipating that heads had rolled and ZIMSEC. But no, it has rolled at ZIMSEC, and they're actually continuing as if it's business as usual. The ministry is trying to protect everything. We were called for a meeting by the permanent secretary, and all they wanted us to do was to say, well, we must okay this process and let it happen. But at the end of the day, any serious government would have said, this is the problem we have. Call your stakeholders, sit down with them and say, how best do we deal with it? It appears people are just taking Zimbabwe for granted. Anything can happen and they are just happy to go away with it. This is why tomorrow we have organized a march, two marches. One that starts at 1 o'clock at 2nd Street Extension in Harare, to march to ZIMSEC to end over a petition. And one that starts at African Union Square at 1 o'clock to end over a petition to the Ministry of Education with our set of demands. Because we believe it's unfair to the education system, to the parents, to the children. And it creates a vicious circle of uncertainty that will worsen our reputation and credibility as a country that has been producing quality students in this country.
Thank you, Babu Majongwe. Kube kubambile konapo ngingakathathi uBabu Mkandla. Uyakhuluma lapho uBabu Majongwe. Ubese talele High Court lamhlanje lapho engilitshele khona ukubana bekulodaba oluhanjiswe ngabazali. Bephikiso indaba le kahulumende yokubana abantwana kumele babhale kakutsha ngolwesihlanu. Yakhuluma lapho uMajongwe ube khona emthethwandaba uthi uMahluli ubuzile ukuthi ukona yini osexotshiwe from iZIMSEC njengoba lisithi kwaba lokuqilibezela okubanzi okutsho ukuthi ukhona ophakathi kuZIMSEC owalikhisa iphepha. Kukhona yini osokwenziwa, kukhona yini osexotshiwe. Kuthiwa baphenduleke abakahulumende bathi hayi akekho oweZIMSEC osexotshiwe, kodwa abantwana yibo asebejeziswa. Hanzi nabamajongi bangwari mudare nhasi panyaya yakwizwane vabereki vachiipikisa nyaya iyi yekudzokororwa kwebvunzo nemuswechishanu Shondurino. Hanzi vehurumende vabvunzwa kuti saka pane akadzingwa here basa kana kuti pane zvirango kana kuti matanho amatorera vekuZIMSEC avo vanovaivo vakalikisa pepa. Hanzi mhinduro hapana, zvati zvaitika, hapana akadzingwa basa kana kuti hapana akaresigna. Ndonyaya iri pano. Asi pane vari kubvumirana nedano ratorwa nehurumende iri here rekuti bvunzo izi dzinyorwe patsva. Vakona yina vavumelana lohulumende lobavumavhima lokatsha lwezemfundo kuvana hayi mpela iphepha leli kumele liloje kakutsha ngoba kwaba lokuqilibezela njengokutsho kwahulumende njengokutsho kukamavhima. Nxabe kona lisazise kuWhatsApp kuFacebook esikhulumeni lingene kuhlelo. Enda joining us now is a long-time educationist and a politician, uBaba uThandeko Zinti Mkandla. Good evening, Baba Mkandla, and welcome.
Good evening, Ntunga. Good evening to the listeners and viewers.
Thank you so much for joining us. What's your take? What do you make of this animal that we are discussing tonight?
The long and short of it is that the whole system of education in this country is in shambles. And it is not some funny or weird or abnormal or supernatural happening. It is a man-made disaster. Honestly, 4 months down the road, you tell us that there was a leaking of papers from ZIMSEC. What have they been doing all these 4 months?
is it really true anyway that the paper leaked? For example, you said that his or her relatives and then has only children failed in the paper, and therefore they are trying to give them a chance at the strength of the whole nation. We don't believe that over 200,000 students or candidates said for that paper. How many are affected? I don't believe that a child out in Malalume, Madambuji, in some place is to be punished for something that may have happened somewhere in Harare. It is very unfair, and it won't be able or be possible to gather everyone to come and rewrite that paper. As we are talking now, I was in Gwanda over the weekend. There are two children in Lambakeli. Those who know Gwanda will know that Lambakeli is part of the Botswana border. They attended school or they wrote their examinations in Magunje. And they, those that know Zimbabwe know that Magunje is somewhere in Karoi. They are now out there with grandmothers. How will they get back to the school to rewrite that paper? Not only that, the school can't get as much majority as that repeat it. It seems to say, because teachers will have to leave their classes to invigilate, and after invigilation, they have to go and mark the paper. And when is this madness going to come to an end? When did they discover that the paper leaked? Examinations are psychological in nature. They need one to prepare themselves before they write. 4 months down the road, if they come and rewrite, what does that mean educationally and psychologically? I'm sure we're going to witness a worse scenario than the paper that was said we have been made. I think it's very unfair. I don't understand why. I support those who say something should be done by GreenTech. You can't have a disaster of this magnitude in a nation like Zimbabwe. And nobody, not even one single soul is apprehended for this serious crime. What kind of administration or management is that? How did they discover that the paper leaked? Is it only the source of the person or the person that leaked the paper? No. I'm saying this is what I'm saying. I support the parents that took GreenTech and the Ministry of Education to court.
Kodwa okwenzakalayo baba Mkandla ukuthi abanye abantwana babanjayo beqilibezela khonapho bahle babhanwa vele baxoshwa kwathiwa lingasabuyi lingasabhali lakathesi ngolwesihlanu yathi uhulumende ukubana labo sebahle bablacklistwa vele abamelanga bahambe bayebhala labo bajeziswa abantwana kodwa zona ingqungquthela phakathi ezimseki lokho ezile msebenzi
ngikhulumukuthi abantwana bayazilungisela yini imihloliso yobaba Mpumulo abalaleli. Angithi yoba lelilanti laphuma ngezithubonzi ezimsebi. Laba baba yena lo abambona kuqala yena ukuthi wathela kubani. Lo layathi walithela kubani. Kabalandele umkhondo bazaze bathole lapho wasukela khona indaba. Sithi thina mina bengikhona kubhaka inhloso ekuthiwa inyakeni. Njaba abantwana engababonayo bebhala abangamakhulu athile sebezafela bona labo abantwana ababonakalayo kanti yindaba bona bengacubungulanga babona ukuthi yebo laba sebebaqedile nasebebaqedile labo abanye sebefelane kakamithi bajeziswa labo ngenxa kokumele kujeze kakhulu izigangi izixhwali ezisezimthethi laba abanye abantwana bafelani labazali babo. Umbuzo kwenama. Ikhothi kutho ukuthi akusebenzi, akula ngqondo okuyinto lokhu. Kakudingwe indlela zokubana abantu bangathwaziswa nzima yizinto ezenziwa ngothubayi begqoke amasayi emahhofisi.
Thank you there, Babu Mkandla. Those who have just joined in, this is The Connection coming to you live from Studio 7 in Washington. And tonight we are talking about the English paper 2 rewrite scheduled for Friday this week. After the results were nullified by the government, citing a quote-unquote widespread cheating and irregularities. ndonyaya ya 3 kurukura nezvayo nhasi vachangoti bata Studio 7 chirongwa ndechive chidigi The Connection nhasi tiri kukurukura nedanho ratora nehurumende rekubata vadzidzi vakanyora bvunzo dzeall levels gore rapfuura dzeenglish paper 2 hanzi vanofanirwa kunyora bvunzo idzi patswa nemusi wechishanu svondo rino nekuti hurumende yakaona kuti pane vadzidzi vakawanda vakabiridzira asi nyaya iyi iri kupikiswa nevamwe vabereki kumatare edzimhosva uyezve dare richange richitura mutongo waro mangwana ilowo tava esinhalo lamhlanje sihlobo esitonekayo apasandra sixhuma uhlelongo lwenu sikhangela indaba isinqumo sikarhulumente sokubana abantwana abalobe izifundo ze-a level iphepha paper number 2 elesikhiwa english paper 2 last year kumele babhale kakutsha ngolwesihlanu lwakuliviki urhulumente uthi kwaba lokuqilibezela okukhulu kuloo mhloliso ngoba bakhona abantwana abathola iphepha bahamba ukuyabhala sebekwazi imibuzo ekhona kodwa ke lolo daba luphikiswa ngabanye abazali emthethwandaba umthethwandaba uluhluzile lamhlanje uza kupha isinqumo salo kusasa and we have another listener calling us all the way from Binga eManjolo ubaba umlenge ngiyakwamukela uhlelo baba mlenge
ngiyabonga baba
ye kunjani Binga
hayi Binga liyasewola impela
aha liyani izulu
aliyana kakhulu
ya kuright kakhulu sizathola phela amakhomane lo nyaka sizavuna lapho
ya ngithemba uyathembisa nje
ya kuhle kakhulu baba uyizwile indaba
ngiyizwile baba yangithinta nami hey ngibamba kwamancane
ungabe lo mntwana yini lawo mele ebhali kakutsha ngolwesihlanu
ababili bonke
ye madoda bebefunda ngaphi kona ngaphi ePinga
ePinga lapha eduzane nje eManjolo hayi la
eish so bathini bese belungiselele yini ngoba baphiwe less than 2 weeks so bebevala yini yamalanga onke lawo bazakhona yini ukurevise mpela ungene ekhanda
uyabona ikhosi eyenza 4 years ukuthi ize irevise nge-1 week kunzima kakhulu
kuyahlupha
eshi
ama uniform lapha omunye umlaleli laye omunye umzalo lo mntwana omele ebhale kakutsha uthe kuthi abantwana bebuye begqoka ama uniform manje wakhe ube ngaselayo le uniform sokumele ayethenga kutsha abakho bebesalapha
kathi vele laba abami kade silima ngawo emasimini angazi kumbe sizayenza njani njalo nje imigomo le mibandela ikhulunyiwe ukubana umntwana akabuye ele school uniform
hayi madoda bebesalawo yini abakho
basela njengoba bebelima ngawo elowuzeli
ngenkomosekumele
ukuthi kuyodinga i-uniform ezasebenza after 2 hours yini se-expire
khonapho yabo ukhiphe inkalata zezimali evele ingekho
vele imali ayikho imisebenzi ayitholakali sizama lalaphaya ukubana siza abantwana nanku-ke
manje
zona mina ngikubuza kuminista lo-education lo ngakuqala uthe usazisho ukuthi ngibophe abantu abadisiphetha kulokuthi ayenze isifuba sokuthi iphepha ungalibhale njangabantu laba abalidisiphetha ukuthi ungaphophile yini
akuthiwa kulobotshiweyo bakukhulumile emthethwandaba lamhlanje
kuthi phela akuchaci phela
ye abezimseki bona abangaba yibo abalikhisa iphepha yibo kanye ngoba anti yibo abaphathi izikhwama zamaphepha so nxa iphepha seliyalikha litholakale ebantwaneni besikolo liyabe livele khona kuzimseke
siwo phela yizongisithi mina ngabe kuqale kwabotshwa bona bengaphandisa abantwana bethu sizayenza njani thile.
Ya nayi qiniso kodwa ukuthi akulobotshiweyo khonapho kuzimseki baba Mlenge.
Zimsek lesi babuleni where disorder is the order of the day.
Yeah. Hey, akuzalunga.
We are not here to really.
Yayi abazali abaningi labathukuthele labo njengawe mnumzana.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, siyabonga ukungena kuhlelo baba Mlenge.
Nami ngiyabonga ntinkamile.
Mhm, siyabonga khona ngapha eBhinga ubabingelele ngumlenge ke lo esithayela ucingo esemanjolo. Khona le eBhinga, before I come to you baba umkandla, Mr. Majongwe mambo taura ne chirongwa chekuratidzira mangwana. Mbotsanangurai muri kuti muri kuratidzira as a PTUZ chete kana kuti pane vamwe vamuri kubatana navo bozi nambozwa kuti vana Jacob Ngarivhume vachange vachiratidzirawo kuHarare. Hwakamira sei urongwa hwekuratidzirawo?
Apa iumwe nokopa munhu wese wese zvakangoitika parakabvisa mugabi payapaya munhu wese anga aine makonsenzi ayakangouyawo. Saka isusu sePTUZ tiri kuti yamaogamated rura kuti yozvinyina yatatinawo munhaurirano iyoyi nevamwe vese naanodawo zvake nemubereki nemwana wese everyone anoda kuuya everyone is invited. We can't stop people because this is a national concern and we are saying kumune munhu wese munhu wese anoya nebhana rake raanoda toenda ikoko tonosiya zvichemo zvedu kuministiri kuti aiwa ngavagadzirise nyaya iyi zvakataurwa navamunangagwa zviya kunzi kana vanhu vataura Mwari ataura kudaira kuti mangwana tichaona Mwari achiudza hurumende kuti mabatiro ari kuita bvunzo dzedu haasiri watinoda. Saka ngavateere zvichemo zvevana vezimbabwe nepamusoro pekuti hatingashandi so much kuti tasenza so much tisevenze gadzalala ukuti silungise izinto. We mark the papers well, we try ukuyenza konke ukuti abantwana bafunde, then they kick us in the teeth like this. We must see that people are punished, order is restored, and sanity is given back to our exam processes.
Aha, so which angisela lokho kuzaba khona eHarare kuphela?
Yeah, because this is where we get the ministry at the head office, and this is where the minister is, and this is where Zimsek is. And everyone else, wherever they are, they can pray, they can send solidarity messages, and make sure that anyone who is in Harare, we all go as a block, because if we allow this to happen, imagine even go I am Gabriel, this never happens. Now when we have said we have replaced the dictator and we have brought somebody in better, then the worst starts happening. I think we must stand up and say this far and no further. And we want government and Rana Zuma to listen to what the people are saying. Because if they don't, then we'll go after their heads as well. Because we are just making sure that we want to protect the reputation and continue producing the graduates that must be taken at any university all over the world like we've always done.
Thank you there, Mr. Majongwe. Please do stay on the line. Babu Mkandla bengaphuma ngobunengi abantu kusasa betshengisele. Behlokome mpela, ubona kusiza yini mhlawumbe uhulumende etshintsha esithi hayi imhloliso mayingalotshwa?
Angiboni udiko lukahulumende lokanyeke izinto ezinhlelo ezijiyeneyo. Nguhulumende weziqholo, nguhulumende wamahlengandlebe. Njengoba esithi umnumzana lapho bodwa bangaze bali baqinise amakhanda bathi akwenze lokhu abakufunayo, iqinise ukuthi sebezile endleleni zabo lengqondweni zabo ukuthi abantu kabakujabuleli neze lokokwenzakalayo. Kodwa nxa enguhulumende onanzelela imfuno lenhlelo lezikhalazo zabantu kumele avume adinge enye indlela. Thina abani kade siyanaka imihlobiso bantu, zingaba khona indlela zokuphuma le mphumela ephosifana nelalokokuphele ngumntwana nxa ngithe wahlalwa phansi kwabiswa. kula lokho okumele kwenzakale. Kubana iqiniso yokuthi uhulumende uqondane nalokho okufunwa ngabantu. Xa uhulumende lowo engathaphi lokho okufunwa ngabantu, yikho waphumi uyehluleka yenza nambe day. Sebesehlule bantu bachaza ukwenza imihlalakahla yesigameko esingaka ilizwe lokuye likhanyele. Nxa kusephila lowo mazima nabantu bakhe laba abanye babaphume bona abantu abazimisele kwenza kuthi kathi khona ingoma bani iminyaka yonke yinto ebalivuzile yinto ebalivuzile kabafundi yiziqoqoto ezindlela ezingafundiyo kuthi nje igqike lapho ukuvuza ngakhona.
Siyabonga baba uMkandla, and coming back to you Mr. Majongwe, as we wind down now, we only have 5 minutes remaining on the clock. Your last word, Mr. Majongwe, how do we move forward?
The government must learn to listen to its citizens. We cannot punish the innocent because we want to punish the guilty. When the ex falls, it must fall on those who have proved that they did not comply with the minimums that we expected. Whatever government wanted to do, they should have been able to arrest the people who caused this, made it known to say this is where the epicenter of the problem. It's these schools that were affected. Honestly, we can't be punishing the people in rural Zimbabwe. We can't be punishing the blind O-level students. We can't be punishing those that we know that there is no way they will get participated in this particular thing. Because this blanket punishment, where you want to kill one rat, then you come and fumigate the whole house and you affect everyone. It's wrong for government to do that. They must listen to their citizens, their teachers, they have spoken. We don't agree with the approach because they found a better way of dealing with this problem and to make sure that this will not be repeated in the future. Zimsek must know that they are doing this in trust. It's not their baby. It's a national cause. We need to do away with this era of trying to create competition where private colleges are creating fake results because they want to attract more students to their entities. And the registration processes are bogus and fake. And the ministry just needs to know that the more they are going to work with corrupt people, they are creating and destroying the reputation of our education system that they've done very well over the years.
Thank you there, Mr. Majongwe. And Timbotoram, Tereri, just for 30 seconds, Martin, South Africa. Magadim Komang.
Diripo Magadim.
Tribostere, Nguaza Famba, Mune, 30 seconds, Tipe of Nguazenyo.
Ya panyari ya mamu chikurukura neza hiyo. Hini sachaisa wana wana kana matana wana kwa kanga wachora. Pane bumbere mke mwere wafanange jishanti tiwa ka. Hini seki zine wafanange jitawara neza hazo. Kuti hili deka wafanange jitakuru jwa kote minista. Ika pwane kwa chuka kanga nisa kata bumbere mke mwere. La hiyo waka suwa wafanange jitika raka nyoro wandidi. Raka nyoro raka tarisko. Raka te raka onyiro wanyi seki andidi. Raka mika wala ito daro. Wangadera wakangori zekuru zaka gura kapira shuru kutu zuti marikawasa abu desu kutu wanangawa zekuru zaka ito papa kaiti zaka.
Ayu watinotenda mkoma mate nekupina mchiro ngwa.
Shaka nake.
And on that note, I'd like to say thank you very, very much to PTUZ Secretary General Raymond Majongwe, human rights lawyer Jeremiah Bamu, and of course, Ubaba Utandego Zintimkandla, a politician, a culturalist, a pastor, and an educationist. He's pretty much everything that's nice. And Mzansi, Ubaba Uzuma Uchezi, Bambambile Taga, Ivandalake, Ele ANC, Bachoviskaji Sogubana, Chai Pansi, Yenas, Utahuti, Kangin Dao. Uchamukile ubaba uZuma asaziyo zala nkomoni kodwa sokufika emaphethelweni ngamaphethelo ohlelo lwethu kanye namaphethelo ohlelo ombuso kababa uZuma kwanelokwa namhlanje asihlanganeni ngeviki ezayo livaleliswayo nentungameli inkomo.